Let me begin our questions by asking you, what makes Pristina so unique? Some people say that it may not be as beautiful as other capitals of the region, but certainly it has very good vibes. What are the reasons?
Well, certainly to the mayor, it's always the most beautiful city. Whenever you ask any mayor, we say my city is the most beautiful. But Pristina is the youngest capital by age. 50% of the people are younger than 25. 70% of the people are younger than 35, which makes it very unique because none of the other cities like Pristina do have that age, so it makes it much more vibrant. We say in Kosovo we drink about 1 million macchiatos per day. It's a coffee culture where you will see coffees full of people, that you have a very nice nightlife. So there are always events, and events. And obviously now, because we have a few or two or three very famous singers that come from Pristina, Dua Lipa is from Pristina, Rita Ora is from Pristina. So all of these make it a very interesting place, and we'd like to say that whoever comes here always likes to come back. So, and also it's a very welcoming place. You know, all the internationals who come here find it that all the people are very helpful, very hospitable. So we'd like to think of our place as your second home. That's how we say it, in a way.
What are the main problems of the city, and how has Pristina changed during your mayorship?
Well, the biggest problem, obviously, is that we have a lot of construction. I mean, in a city like Pristina, it is not so big. You will find the different types of architecture because we went through different types of period in our history. You will find the Ottoman part. We have the oldest mosque in the Balkans that was built during the Ottoman times. And you have the Yugoslav architecture, which is a communist architecture. And then you have the post-war architecture, which is like neoliberal. So there is almost like saying there is chaos, but there is some order in that chaos. And after the war, there was a construction boom where almost 3 billion euros went into new apartments, new houses, and I think the biggest problems are that we need to follow that with the infrastructure. So we are always lagging behind in new roads, in new sewage systems, water. Until very recently, like when I became mayor in 2013, there were water cuts still because of the conflict that we had and because, you know, the country could not invest so much in infrastructure. But these are the problems that we fixed. During my mayorship, we promised that we will have no water cuts, and that's what happened. We have doubled the number of kindergartens. We want to make it all the whole place more public, not just taking care of our private apartments, private houses, but fixing the life that we have together. We bought new buses. We are rebuilding the public transportation. We have gone into digitalization, like making all services digital where you can get all documents online. At the same time, we were selected by Transparency International as the most transparent capital in Europe together with Madrid. It was very good because usually we hear only bad news from the Balkans. So when we got that award from Transparency International, it was like, you know, this is possible here. Obviously, problems are going to be present even when I'm not mayor. So we took it a step forward. And I think, as we expect, probably someone else is going to take it even more forward. But the whole idea was to fix the main infrastructure problems and make the city more livable.
Mayor of Athens, Kostas Bakoyannis, has recently visited Pristina and said that his main aim has been to transfer know-how and good practices to this rapidly growing city that you described earlier. Which are these good practices, and what could be implemented in Pristina?
Mayor Bakoyannis is a good friend of mine. We know each other a long time ago, and he even had spent about 6 months in Pristina in 2005. And it was very good to see how he sees the changes, because when we live here, we don't see what's going on because we live with the changes all the time. So I asked him basically how does he see the city, and he said that, you know, he was very surprised to see how much it was built, how many new things were. And to tell you the truth, we try to cooperate with other capitals, like in the Balkans. We talk all the time with Skopje, with Tirana, with Podgorica, with Belgrade, to see how cities can transfer know-how to each other. Because usually when it comes to national governments, there is a political tension all the time, you know, about the positions of the government. With the cities, it's different because garbage is the same in Pristina and in Athens. Parking is the same in Pristina and Athens. So we tried to talk about what are the things that we could do better. What are the parking solutions? What are the, and these days the most interesting topic, the topic that all mayors are very much involved is the green agenda. How do we make more green spaces? How do we reduce emissions from cars? Can we, I don't know, like, for example, in Pristina, we're making now the biggest central heating with solar panels plant. It's the second biggest in Europe after Denmark. You know, all of these, we're trying now electric buses. We're going to get about 8 electric buses to pilot them. There are a lot of things that we could learn each other. Obviously, Athens is a much bigger city.
Mm-hmm.
And also it has a different, how to say, shorter buildings. There are a lot, but like, there are things with traffic. There are things with pavement. There are things with bikes, how to make more pedestrian areas. And I think we could learn a lot from Athens.
So from what I understand, this is an ongoing cooperation between Athens and Pristina.
It will be, and I expect it to be. I mean, Greece, as I said here while Costa was here, I was saying that Greece in Kosovo, despite the political issues that we are still not recognized by Greece, I think the policy has always been everything but recognition. Greece has been very helpful both to us, and it has always played, an intermediate role. They always tried to find bridges between Kosovo and Serbia and the other neighbors, and has tried to play the constructive role. And that's how it continues to be, regardless of who was in government and in power. I'm very happy that in Athens we have a mayor who knows Pristina, that we have a mayor who knows that a lot of people from Pristina go to Greece every week. Obviously, the pandemic has stopped, but Thessaloniki, for example, has become a very frequent destination for people from Pristina for the weekend. And also Mayor Bakoyannis was trying to send a message, as a mayor should do, that Athens should be also a touristic destination for us. So we will continue to cooperate as much as we can to make the two cities more friendly with each other.
Foreign Minister Nikos Dendias also paid a visit to Kosovo earlier this month, actually on June the 4th. How do you see the developments of bilateral relations, and what are perhaps your expectations?
As I said before, Greece has been very present in the Balkans in general in foreign policy, and in many countries here also in the economy. I think it's good that Kosovo becomes more frequent destination for the Greek government, and it has a more active policy, because I think that despite these differences, Greece is very positively seen in Kosovo. And I think Mayor Bakoyannis saw that, and the foreign minister also saw that. Obviously, we have our political requests from the Greek government. We are recognized by 22 countries, and we are not recognized by 5 countries of the EU.
Mm-hmm.
Spain, Slovakia, Cyprus, Romania, and obviously Greece. But Greece, and we, when we meet, and when the foreign ministers come here, obviously our government always asks for the recognition. But what we have seen is that out of the 5 countries that do not recognize us, Greece has been absolutely the most positive by looking for a solution, like it did even in 1999 during the conflict, when at that time Mr. Mitsotakis was trying to find a solution, was trying to help mediate the negotiations between Kosovo and Serbia at that time. Greece continues to do the same. It says that we are not taking sides. We are trying to help the two governments reach a solution that is acceptable to both governments, so that both Serbia and Kosovo can move forward beyond its conflict that it had in the past. As I said before, Greece does everything to help us. It has almost the same programs like in any other country, except that, obviously, for political reasons, we are short of recognition.
Last but not least, you mentioned that visitors from Pristina go to Thessaloniki. What are, in your view, the reasons Greeks should come and visit Pristina? Besides the fact
as
that
I
you
said,
mentioned it's a very country
was,
with
was,
a good vibe for was, young people.
Yes. I was telling Mayor Bakoyannis, because when he came here, we had a dinner in one place in Pristina, and there was a live band there. And when the band was told that that we have the mayor of Athens there, they started singing a few Greek songs that I also did not know that they know. And the whole bar was, singing together with them. And I think it was Sagapo, the song. But when you see this, you know, even the staff that was with Mr. Bagdanis, they were saying that they visited many cities, but they've never seen such a hospitable place, felt so welcome. As I said, we have a very famous music festival. Dua Lipa organizes it, the Sunny Hill Festival, but all famous singers come during the summer and all the people from the region come. Very vibrant place, very friendly place. I guarantee you will have a very good time. We have a few places to visit. Obviously, we're not as Athens with all these historic places that you could see. But still, I think it would make a very interesting visit. We are 2 hours seaside from the seaside in Albania. We are about 3 hours from Belgrade. We are about 1 hour from Skopje. In a way, we are at the crossroad of the Balkans where everybody passes.
Wonderful. And I haven't visited Pristina, so maybe I will take the opportunity.
You are more than welcome.
Thank you very much, your mayor, for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.